The CPP is all set to host its National Delegates Congress in Accra tomorrow. Accommodation has been secured and security beefed up ahead of the Congress. About 2,000 delegates are expected to attend the Congress. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the acting chairman of Congress Affairs, Dr. Abu Sakara, downplayed fears that factionalism within the party can break it. He said in every political discourse, factionalism is not new.
We are all set now. We have accommodation arranged. Delegates will arrive. They will be housed in Laboni, very close to the Trade Fair Center. The site itself is being prepared and decorated as I speak. We have teams who are going out to light up the town so that people will feel the presence of the spirit and rejuvenation of PPP happening in Accra. Our delegates are having an arduous journey today from very far to come. Show buses have been arranged, some central, some collection point, in the most pragmatic way possible. So that we can have reduced transaction costs for the event. As you know, we are not a party that has been in government recently. So to house over 2,000 delegates is all on the goodwill of our members who have all contributed their little portion and widow's mite to make this possible. So we are very grateful to each and every one of them. And we are sure that at the conclusion of this Congress, we will be satisfied. The result of that will be a real rebirth of the CPP in Ghana.
When are you expecting the delegates?
Indeed, we are expecting over 2,000 delegates altogether.
All over Ghana?
Yes, all over Ghana. Each of the constituencies are represented. We have people from the regions and then the various organs of the body of the party in terms of tertiary institutions, the workers, unions, and also the council of elders will also come. So we have a full assembly of all the organs that make up the party.
Do you have enough accommodation to take care of all these delegates?
Yes, accommodation is not a problem. It has been sorted. As I speak now, people are there making sure that everything is decent for people to have somewhere to sleep, somewhere to wash. The food section has been taken care of. And also, our national officers are busy putting last minute touches to the state of the party affairs report by the national chairman, Larry Nylander, and national treasurer, Mike Egan, will give parties financial standing. Our general secretary, Greenstreet, will also be reporting on the operation. So we are all looking forward to a very successful Congress.
There are fears that the deepening fashion within the party can break the party after the Congress. Do you share this view?
Well, the purpose of a party is to subsume the interests of all factions in the greater interest of the common good. And the stronger that center is, the more assuming these factions are. There will always be little factional interest in any groupings of people. What is important is that what binds us together is stronger than our differences. An occasion like a national congress is to once again reaffirm our commitment, that greater cause for which we all strive, to be able to serve the nation and to be able to lift the nation to fulfill the aspiration that the founding fathers envisioned at independence.
Can you give us a guess as to what we should expect during the congress?
Well, I think you yourself, if you were looking very carefully at the range of delegates, you would see that already there is a change happening within the party. You will notice that a significant proportion of the delegates are below 50 years old. A very small portion of them are above 55 years old. So already you see that this generation change, which the whole country will experience, but first and foremost, CPP will be the first political party to usher in this generation. Ghana is 50 years old. We've had two generations, and now a younger generation is coming into its own at the political affair. The institutional structures and composition of them are changing as we speak. And I'm sure once again, CPP is in the lead in that regard.
Acting Chairman of Congress Affairs of the CPP, Dr. Abu Sakara. In a related development, a member of the NDC and former Executive Director of the National Youth Council, Dr. Sekou Nkrumah, has sent a goodwill message to the CPP as it holds its National Delegates Congress tomorrow. Dr. Nkrumah told Radio Ghana that much as he wished the CPP well, he is looking forward to the day the fragmented party would go into alliance with the NDC to fast-track the development agenda of Ghana.
Oh, I mean, I wish them well, but the problem is, I'm not too sure whether it's the same thing. They are going around in circles. I'm not too sure if you change, the people will make much of a difference, because structures are not there. The party is really very down, has been down for so many years.
Samuel is contesting for the chairmanship. Don't you want her to win? You think she cannot transfer.
No, but I mean, even Dr. Deli is my friend. I mean, I know most of the people in there. I wish all of them well. But I'm saying I don't have a problem with any of them. But I think what I've been saying earlier, the NDC took over their constituency.
So you think the NDC has broken down the CPP?
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. So the point is that they need to work together. Maybe a merger is too early to call for a merger, but I think there should be moves, because the other option really would be for the CPP to work with the MPP, and I think we've seen that in 96 with the Great Alliance and so on. And it's the choice is really between working with MPP and NDC, but I think CPP and NDC share a lot more in common, so I think that should be more of a marriage of convenience and more natural. I think it's eventually it will happen. Maybe it will take a while, but eventually the CPP cannot continue to be in this situation, and then they'll pretend that there's still something that they can do. I don't think. But another thing I think is that they can also focus on the parliamentary seats and forget about the presidential. I think a lot of people have been pointing that they can focus on if they really want to build a party, or even when they want to work with other political parties, then they are stronger. Because I remember in 96 when there was this alliance with MPP, it was obviously one was much stronger than the other.
Why do you seem to have no faith in the CPP now?
No, but
don't you think you are hurting the sensitivities of
No, but it's not about the name. It's about what they represent. I'm saying somebody else has taken over that constituency. So it's what that person is representing.
Dr. Sekou Nkrumah.